Amira Mirza. Amira groaned as her kitten, Bambi, licked her toes, which were dangling off the small sofa bed. Suddenly, the dream she was trying to recover didn't seem so appealing anymore. Amira, you missed Fajr again, Mama shouts from the kitchen. Another downside of having to sleep in the living room. She has no personal space. But her three-bedroom apartment barely fits her family of five. Coming, she thrusts off her blanket and hops out of bed and into her fuzzy slippers. The wudu she makes is sloppy, and she knows she should be eager to please Allah, but it's 6 a.m. After speed praying and changing into some hand-me-downs, Amira seats herself at the kitchen bar. Assalamu alaikum, Mama says, while sliding a pancake onto the paper plate. Wa alaikum assalam, Amira responds. She gobbles up her breakfast, then slings her backpack over her shoulder and scurries out the door without another word.